Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Elaine Tong, DO. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good. How are you?
Great. As always, we have an exciting show to share with you today, but we want our listeners to know that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And by that, we mean that you will not need our treatment after a while either, besides having some maintenance tune-up treatments. If you haven't been in for a while, you have a lot of stress, you eat wrong. Those are the things, as well as emotional stress, which causes blockages in your circulation and causes symptoms to arise. So we teach our patients how to eat right, to manage their stress, and to come in for maintenance treatments every once in a while so that they can maintain their health.
Yeah, that's a difficult part. For us to improve and reverse your disease, improve your symptom, is most of the time very easy. But to adhere to a diet...
Right.
That's just a tough
one. Especially when you're feeling good.
Exactly.
And everyone does that. They feel good, so they cheat. They eat the wrong things. And if you're strong, you can actually, your body can get away with it if you stay strong. But most of the time, what we like to eat becomes our weakness and becomes the things that we need to stay away from because we tend to eat too much of it. So that's a lot of what we try to teach our patients.
Yeah. One example is if we have a patient that we were going to get her on the show. She had pancreatitis, was so sick, it almost got killed by conventional treatments. And they were going to do some more procedure on her. She came to us. I gave her one treatment. She was feeling so much better. Mm-hmm. Then she abused on sweets.
Well, her stomach was still hurting a little bit, but yes, she ate too much sweet, which caused a lot of constipation. Her bowels were not moving.
You can do that when you have pancreatitis already.
When you have pancreatitis, you need to eat very clean.
Yes.
More fruits and vegetables. And keep yourself alkaline. So we will try to get her on next time. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Last time we had with us Glenn, who is actually a husband of one of our patients. He had been listening to our radio show for over 2 years, and his wife had developed yellowing skin, decreased appetite, and she was becoming weaker and weaker and had tightness in her esophagus. She was very nauseous and no energy. She had pain in both her legs, and she took Tylenol, which made the pain go away, but she was still very tired. So she went to her PCP, took some blood tests, was referred to a CT scan, which showed that she had actually a mass in her common bile duct, which entering the pancreas, about 2.5 to 3 centimeters. So it's possible, it's very possible that this could be a malignancy. After her first treatment with Dr. Tong, however, she felt much better in the esophagus. She actually had an appetite and more energy, and she was very hungry.
Yeah, she went down. She was hungry before she get up from the table.
Right.
She went down to the car and eat all the snack. And, you know, she haven't eaten before she saw me for a whole week.
Right.
Yeah.
So she was getting very weak. Also, her blood pressure was very high, and she's gotten several treatments, and that has come
down.
Two
treatments.
She's gotten four treatments. Right now, we don't know exactly her status. There might have been a complication, so we will keep you posted. And this goes to tell you that sometimes these cases, tougher cases, may be surgical. So sometimes it is
exactly.
necessary.
But she was getting better with every treatment. We don't know what happened. Last week, she had a little complication.
So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Yeah, but just so you guys know the whole spectrum of what we see, it was important that we told her to follow up with her oncologist to make sure that everything was okay. But most importantly, she was able to eat much more, and the pain was much better. So
all this time, her appetite was good, and that's very important.
Right, and so we'll keep you posted on that. We also had with us Crystal on the show. She has been suffering from a lot of stress, neck pain, and trouble sleeping at night from the stress.
Working for us.
Several weeks ago, she actually caught a cold because it can be stressful with all the changes in healthcare right now. We're trying to keep up with what the government wants us to do.
That's terrible.
Which is it's costly, and, you know, we have a small practice, but, you know, we have to adhere to it. Otherwise, they keep cutting back on benefits. So she had a lot of stress, and she's also applying to medical school. So we gave her one treatment. And literally, I gave her a treatment, and literally for a week she was sleeping so much better.
Mm-hmm.
She also has the sweet craving, so she's, you know, I think when you're stressed out, you crave sugars because it depletes
your sweet natural. Craving going away because I have become a vegetarian for 2 months.
2 months.
2 months.
And counting.
Yeah, but I'm not craving for weak sweet. I mean, meat like I used to.
Yeah, that's good.
Umpteen number of time, always crave for meat every time I try vegetarian food. Not this time.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Shall we get to our first guest?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to welcome our first guest with us today, Linda. Welcome, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Oh, thank you. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today and share your story with us. Give us a little background, where you're from, what you do, and how you came out to see Dr. Tong and myself.
Okay, well, I took a train ride, ran into a doctor, and he told me if I ever needed any help to call Dr. Tong, that he does acupuncture and, all kinds of different ways of treating people. And so
you ran into a doctor? A doctor?
Okay. Anyway, I ended up going through all kinds of problems through my life, a lot of accidents, a lot of different anxiety problems, also from different deaths and different things in that family, and had neurodermatitis I got diagnosed with, which is kind of like shingles under your skin, I heard. And anyway, so nothing was working.
So what are the discomforts from this neurodermatitis?
It was like a constant burning and itching and stinging that stayed underneath my skin and didn't go away, and it just progressively got worse. And so after
everywhere?
I came and saw you.
All over the body?
It kind of was like the shingle symptoms areas that they talked about on TV, but it would go even in my head. My head was burning and itching in the back side of my head and my upper shoulders and my lower back. And
So it moves around. It moves around.
Yeah, it moves around, yes. So anyway, I came to see you and
what did you do first? Can you tell us?
I did go to regular doctors, and they wanted to put me on antidepressants. They wanted to give me different medications, and then they told me that I need to de-stress. But then, you know, my mother was passing away, so that was kind of hard to do. And
how is
the antidepressant going to fix your neurodermatitis?
Exactly.
It doesn't. It just masks the pain. So they wanted to give me a bunch of drugs like most Western medicine doctors do. And so I woke up one morning and I was praying and and, hey, who should I go to? And then I remembered your name and talking to that doctor on the train. And anyway, so I got led to you, and it's just been great. You know, I don't have neurodermatitis anymore. I don't have any itching, and
so
I've referred you.
All the symptoms went away?
All the symptoms went away.
Wow.
Yeah. And, it helped with a lot of other things, too. You also helped me with, you know, different, like my anxiety, my stress, my feeling better, you know, and all the, and also I had lymphedema, went through a bad lymphedema series after my accident to a lymphedema doctor, and they wrapped me, and I ended up getting blood clots and full of fluid. And I came to you, and with the treatment, now I don't have all that fluid, and people say I look great.
First of all, you didn't sound like this when you first came. You were so depressed. You're so despondent, You don't talk like this at all, okay? Secondly, you look so much better. And after the first treatment, you were much better, and then you went to see your mom. And your mom had a lot of problems before she passed away, and your problem partially came back, but not all.
But it's all fine. It's great now. I just came and had another treatment, and I feel wonderful. So.
Now, how many treatments total have you had? Three? Is this your third?
I only had my third treatment.
Wow. And this is not consecutively every week, right? It's been over a month since you first started coming?
It was a long time ago.
Yes. I came November 6th, then I came November 12th on my birthday, and then I just came Wednesday.
So
this
it was
last Wednesday,
which was like over a month after the second treatment.
Wonderful.
Listen to this. Yeah. Listen to this. Okay, this is what we need, and not Obamacare. Obamacare is not going to fix anything. Okay. Mm-hmm. Besides, okay, how many tests have they done on you?
I've had tons of stuff done. In fact, even I had a slap tear in my shoulder. And I had MRIs, I've had tons of x-rays, all kinds of stuff going on. And they're always sending me from one doctor to another. But I came to you, and now I don't have any pain there anymore either.
So how many tests did I do on you?
How many? You didn't do any tests.
You came in with a whole stack of lab results.
Exactly.
And actually, I threw out half of them because it was just irrelevant.
Everything is irrelevant. So it's like a joke, okay?
Yeah.
And that's why when people don't want to, the medical profession didn't want to promote this, okay? They want to keep making money, and that is how politicians are utilizing this to get their agenda. And now the whole country, you know, is into this Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
My wife.
But we need more doctors like you and Dr. Elaine.
Yes.
And you, Dr. Tong, that fixes people. Now I've referred you to a lot of people, so you know, that'll be a good thing.
Now, are you doing the herbs that we gave you?
I just took my first one. I just ate and took my first herb, but I need to be more consistent. They ended up putting me on antibiotics because I got a cold when I went back home because it was so cold. It was like you know, down in the 10s and 20s. So
cold is caused by a virus. How is antibiotic going to help?
Yeah. So they put you on an antibiotic anyway?
Yes.
And they're going to hurt you, okay?
This is why we have so much resistance, because they're over-prescribed, too.
That's why we have such a high health care cost and high morbidity and mortality.
Yeah.
Well, I am just taking my herbs that you prescribed for me this morning, and I'll be consistently on those and just changing, you know, and eating healthy and eating like I should instead of eating, you know.
Exactly.
All right.
We emphasize that. We teach you that, okay?
Yeah.
See,
the hardest is eating right.
Yeah, that's
hardest. That is probably the hardest thing. It's harder than taking supplements. It's easy to take a supplement. To eat right, it takes effort, yeah. Are you tolerating the herbs okay?
I am. I thought I would have a reaction to them because I've had a reaction to everything else I've taken.
Not after our treatment.
Yeah, with the treatment, when you open up your circulation,
you become normal.
Your body will take the herbs well.
The herbs will help you because the different herbs selected by Dr. Elaine will support your kidneys, support your liver.
Whatever you need.
See, the liver, you know, when the pain and the symptom move around, that's like wind.
Oh.
That's a liver problem. That means your liver is weak, okay? So once you test you on a liver herb that make you stronger,
right.
Then you keep the liver freeway open.
Right.
And the circulation of the liver. Okay. And that's how you're not going to get itching.
The itching is also caused by liver's weakness, too.
So it doesn't matter. Oh. You call it neurodermatitis, or you call it the shingles, or itching skin.
Burning skin
syndrome, malignant burning skin syndrome. You can have a million names. It doesn't matter. You find out where the traffic jams are.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, Linda, you sound like a different
jams for sure.
Yeah, you sound like a different person because I remember the first day you came. I mean, you were in there a long time with her, Dr.
Exactly.
Tom.
Okay.
I was in there for at least five or six hours that day because I was so full of anxiety and drama and pain and misery. I was just miserable. I was so unhappy. Yeah.
You were like,
I didn't want to be around anymore, and I'm so glad now I feel like a normal,
wonderful
person. I'm very, very grateful.
That's a good description. You were so depressed. You were so anxious.
The same person that we're talking to right now. I mean, you're normal now. You're functioning like a normal person.
You're more than normal.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
And I look like a different person. I feel like a different person. And,
great.
I'm very, very grateful.
Oh, well, we're
That's
so
our
happy.
Christmas gift to you. Yeah.
Well, I'll bake some cookies
health.
And bring them over to you.
Yeah.
Well, Linda, thank you so much for taking the time to share your story with us today. We're so happy that you're doing so well. I mean, only three treatments in a short span of time.
And no tests. And your cure. You take herbs, which is so cheap and beneficial.
Just come back once in a while for a tune-up because, stress can
Where are you from now?
Sure.
Where are you from?
I live up north, so I came down to see you. I live up in Atascadero, California.
Oh, you live quite far, so you took the train down then.
Well, actually, I drove this time. My white knuckled it, and I drove down 5 hours straight so I could get down on the train. Staying at my sister's so I can come see you. So.
Amazing. Well, Linda, thank you so much. We really appreciate you sharing your story with us, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Oh, sure. You're welcome. God bless. Bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. I'd like to welcome our next guest with us today, Cheryl. Welcome, Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. Hello, how are you?
Hi, good. Yes. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us and share your story with us. Give us a little background, where you're from, what you do, and what you came, what you did before you came to see Dr. Tong.
I am a financial aid, EOPNS financial aid advisor at Pasadena City College.
Okay.
And I am married with two older children, and about to be a grandmother.
Oh, congratulations.
Mm. Yes, I'm excited. But for, I would say, the past 10 years, I had been experiencing extreme heel pain.
Oh, yes.
That doctors had diagnosis plantar fasciitis. I exercised a lot, and so I thought it might be a reoccurring injury from overuse, but has been extremely painful to the point where I have been for the past 10 years unable to sleep without sleep being interrupted with the pain and having to just literally walk it out.
My goodness.
And
you're the one who walk out in the street?
Yes, I had to walk the streets literally at 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning because I didn't want to disturb my family in the house with the sound of excruciating pain.
Oh. And then you said you have a support group out in the street?
I have a support group out in the street. Let me say this. The reason I was out in the street also is because it would take sometimes hours for it to work itself out.
That's terrible.
And so in my interrupted sleep, 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, vacations, notwithstanding vacations, I would be in a hotel and I would be out walking the halls or whatever.
This is every night?
Pretty much, and I was in fear. I was in fear of taking a plane trip Because if the pain hit while I was on the airplane, can you imagine me walking up and down the very narrow aisles of the plane, the airplane?
And
I
then
was
what,
seriously.
If, what if you had to stay in your seat with your seatbelt on?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. It would have been just awful.
Oh my
they would think you're a terrorist.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You're just
walking
back and forth and just pretending you're in pain, you know?
Yes, it was absolutely horrible.
So what did the doctors do for you or want to do for you?
Well, they couldn't do anything for me. I had even requested surgery because I thought it was a bone spur because it's a hard surface on the back of the heel.
Mm-hmm.
And I had had a bunionectomy on both feet. And the worst part of the surgery was the cast pressing upon that area. Not the actual surgery, but the cast that was pressing on that area on the back of the heel.
Oh, my goodness.
And so they recommended that I buy a $250 tennis shoe after the surgery, but I ended up cutting a hole out of the back, making it a clog because of the pain.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm hobbling around like this at work, and one of my students saw me, and he says, oh, my gosh, Mrs. Semmy, what in the world has happened to you? And so I told him my story, and I believe he was an angel, like Dr. Tong is the Zen master. This person was, and he was a homeless student, but had a friend who had, was a patient of Dr. Tong.
No
now,
kidding.
Homeless and patient. Homeless and patient of Dr. Tong.
Mm.
So he said, try this gentleman. My friend goes to him, and I know that he can help you. He really helped my friend. Well, that card sat in a cup in my office for I can't tell you how long, because I maybe erroneously judged a book by its cover. How could this homeless gentleman know about this person?
Angels come in many forms, huh?
In many forms. And so the pain was so excruciating that we were considering acupuncture here locally.
Uh-huh.
As I saw Dr. Tong's card, it said acupuncture. And I said, well, if it's straight acupuncture, well, I can just go right here.
Yeah,
you know?
No, it's different.
It's very different. It's very different. I'm going to get to that. It's very different.
Yeah.
And so I said, let's try it. Daddy said, we've got to try it. I looked at that card forever, and then we made the appointment. And I was further encouraged as I made that appointment, and one of Dr. Tong's regular patients, continuing patients, saw me completing the new patient questionnaire.
I remember this.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he said, this gentleman is going to change your life. This man is going to change your life.
I remember. Yeah, I remember who said that too, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so that was so encouraging right there, and just to see so many people in the office, you know, just people, period. And so I was still, you know, kind of a doubting Thomas, but encouraged, very definitely.
So what happened after my first treatment?
Absolutely. I'm his screaming patient. I'm his screaming patient, singing screaming patient. But the treatment, I'm not at all sure what magic is in those injections.
Magic
and
juice.
They're painful, though,
a little bit. Well, I've learned that that's because my favorite word is traffic jam.
That's okay. What you have, yeah.
And it's because of the traffic jam that he's unclogging, and that's why there's the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Good. You
know,
understand.
Yes.
You understand the...
So how is the pain now? How many treatments have you had?
I've had three. And let me say that the other most important part of the treatment is Dr. Tong's philosophy on life, period, and just everyday life circumstances. Seriously, sometimes when the pain hits, which is so much less, it's because I'm not thinking happy thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You see how the emotions affect you physically?
That's exactly what caused the problem in the first place.
Completely
very
connected.
Definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very definitely.
Yeah.
Emotions definitely play into all of the treatment and everything.
Now, do you still have to go out at night to walk in the street?
Yes. Yes, and I met another gentleman who was
you still have to.
running around in pain from the same area. Oh. Same issue.
Now, are you getting up as often at night or?
Not at all.
Oh, now you're not. Now you're not.
Not at all. And if so, it is for such a short period.
So it's,
you know, what used to take me hours to walk out, it may take 10 minutes, maybe. But
it's huge 100%
better.
100%.
So
I can exercise. I can walk a straight area. It used to take me an hour and a half in the morning sometimes because I get up at 4:30 of all things, Dr.
Amazing.
Tong.
Amazing.
And my family would know if the pain hits, it's going to take her longer to get back in the morning. So now I'm back in a half hour, 45 minutes, when I was out there an hour and a half.
So how many treatment have you had so far?
Three. Mm-hmm. And
because you come from far, too.
And I come from Altadena. And I'm thinking of, I don't want to say not coming back because I'm so tremendously healed, but we've got to start on Daddy now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You guys had to pay.
Yeah.
Obamacare is not going to pay for you.
Yeah, that's right. We got to start on Daddy.
Yeah.
But if all goes well, if you follow the Zen Master's philosophy in eating the proper things
and laughing,
drinking the proper and laughing
and making jokes
and thinking happy thoughts.
Yes,
it makes a big difference. It really does.
It really does.
Yeah.
It really makes a big difference.
But your blockages had to be unblocked first. You can't think happy thoughts when you're blocked.
You're kidding me. You're out there for 3 hours. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
You're not going to be happy.
I'm not going to be happy.
You know, because he tells me I need to be in bed at 10 o'clock. Well, I'm up, you know.
But you're watching.
I'm like a vampire. I'd love to, but you know, it's been absolutely amazing. And Dr. Tong has changed my life, and we have taken so many and disseminated business cards for other people at our jobs and my husband's work that suffer with the same thing and other things. And our testimony, I mean, they can see and they can feel and see how, you know, the neighbors have seen me.
Yeah.
And this is, oh, my God, this is amazing.
Yeah. Cheryl, thank you so much for taking the time to share your story. It's
an amazing
story. And you are such an eloquent speaker. And this is really going to help our listeners. So hopefully we'll have you on again. Have a great day again.
And thank you so much, Dr. Tong,
You're
and that
welcome.
Lovely daughter of yours. Amazing.
Thank you.
That was our Christmas present to you.
Take care.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. I can be a grandma now. Thanks to you.
Good.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.